नमो तस्स भगवतो अरहतो सम्मा सम्बुद्धस्स नमो तस्स भगवतो अरहतो सम्मा सम्बुद्धस्स नमो तस्स भगवतो अरहतो सम्मा सम्बुद्धस्स होमेष्ट द ब्लेस्ड वन द वर्थी वन द सुप्रीमली एनलाइटेंड वन होमेष्ट द ब्लेस्ड वन द वर्थी वन द सुप्रीमली एनलाइटेंड वन होमेष्ट द ब्लेस्ड वन The worthy one, the supremely enlightened one, Buddham saranam gacchami, Dhammam saranam gacchami, Sangham saranam gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddham saranam gacchami, द्वितीयम्पि धम्मं शरणं गच्छामि द्वितीयम्पि संघं शरणं गच्छामि तृतीयम्पि बुद्धं शरणं गच्छामि तृतीयम्पि धम्मं शरणं गच्छामि तृतीयम्पि संघं शरणं गच्छामि आई गो फॉर रिफ्यूज टू द सुप्रीम बुद्ध आई गो फॉर रिफ्यूज टू द सुप्रीम धम्म आई गो फॉर रिफ्यूज टू द सुप्रीम संघ For the second time, I go for refuge to the Supreme Buddha. For the second time, I go for refuge to the Supreme Dhamma. For the second time, I go for refuge to the Supreme Sangha. For the third time, I go for refuge to the Supreme Buddha. For the third time, I go for refuge to the Supreme Dhamma. For the third time, I go for refuge to the Supreme Sangha. Sadhu, sadhu. To observe the five precepts, say after me. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life. For rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths,
and to realize the Four Noble
In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. Dear meritorious friends, today we have to do a lot of things because in last week I didn't finish about right effort. Today I should say something about it, and today lesson about right mindfulness, it's a very large one. It's very big, very huge. What is the best word? Huge?
Very big.
Very big. But you can read these discourses. Now you know about aggregate of wisdom. It has two things, right view, right intention. Aggregate of virtues, it has three things, right speech and right action, right livelihood. Today you are going to study aggregate of concentration. Today we are going to start aggregate of concentration. It has three things, right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration. Yeah. So you can read second page of our previous lesson or past lesson. It has four paragraphs. Buddha delivered this apart from Satcha Vibhanga Sutta, the exposition of the truths. This discourse from Majjhima Nikaya, middle length discourses of the Buddha, discourses number 141. So actually this phrase said by Sariputta Bhante, and Buddha he also said when he delivering Mahasatipatthana Sutra. Then, and what monks is right effort. So what is the right effort? Right effort, it has four parts. Okay. So I can say we can divide right effort for four parts. But general people, they discuss and they talk about right effort. It is very different to with Buddha's teaching. Right effort, first two connect with unwholesome, second two connect with gather with wholesome. Okay, then so I divided those four things for two parts. First one, I can say about to abstain from unarisen, unwholesome. Second one, we can say for destroy. Don't think about my spelling, okay? Second one for destroy, arisen, unwholesome. Arisen, unwholesome. So, first two connect with unwholesome. You can understand. Then, third one, like we can say for generate new wholesome. This one for generate new wholesome. And fourth one, for want, for complete arisen wholesome.
Okay. Is it clear? Sure? So, it is easy to remind now. Okay? It is easy to understand now. Then, with the delivered, so what is the first one? Monks is right effort. First one, here a monk generate desire for the non-arisen of unarisen, even unwholesome status. And he makes effort, arouses energy, makes his mind determined, and strives hard. It has five things. Okay? Did you understand? Now, first one about abstain from unarisen, unwholesome. So, according to this one, Buddha delivered monks, he generate desire. This is the first one. And for what? For the non-arisen of unarisen, evil, unwholesome status. Okay? And thus he makes effort. Now, it's like friends, we can say about some person. Okay, there is a person or some person. This is like simile, okay? He may be very poor person. Okay? He may be very poor one, not rich one. But he has a opportunity for steal something. Okay? Then he can steal something. He has some opportunity to steal it. Okay? Then he is very poor. He may be poor. Or sometimes he wants money. But he will not do it. He make desire. He make desire for what? For abstaining from unarisen, unwholesome. He generate desire for it, and he make effort to it. Then he makes or he arouses energy. He arouses energy, and he determine, and he strives hard. So it has some. So this is like a flowchart actually. First one about he make effort, and he arouse energy. It's a little bit hard, okay? Then he determine, and he strive hard. Then he will not do that unarisen, unwholesome. He abstain from it. Okay? Is it clear? Then, so therefore it has five things. Those five things, if he want to develop first one, he should use this process. This is like a process. Then, second one we can say, destroy arisen unwholesome. For destroy arisen unwholesome, we can say destroy arisen unwholesome. We can say about something like some person, he may be thief or drug addicts or liar or something like that, okay? He's a bad person. He has some kinds of unwholesome. special. Okay, so he has some bad things. Something, it may be little one. Okay. Then, so according to second part, now he like to destroy it. Now he has unwholesome. Okay, now he try to destroy it. Destroy it. So how? If he won't destroy it, he has to do some effort. Before effort, before he practice effort, he should do something. What is the first one? He should generate desire for it. He should generate desire for destroy his unwholesome. Without desire, he can't destroy it. Then if you want to eradicate our unwholesome, we should make desire for destroy it. Okay? It is the first one. He should generate desire for destroy his unwholesome. Then second one, he make effort. He should do some effort for it, for destroy his unwholesome. Then he should arouse his energy for destroy that bad things. Then he should determine and strive heart. Therefore, we have seen some people, they like to destroy their bad things, their bad habits, but they can't develop some desire for it. Then if they want to destroy their bad things, bad habit, bad practices, they should generate desire first of all. It is the first one. After that, he can do some effort. Then something like without desire, he can do something like some effort, but he can't do it continuously. Within 2 days, so within 3 days, he will break his determination. Why he hasn't desire? Okay. Then third one, for generate new wholesome. For generate new wholesome. So according to this one, yeah. Something like some people, or we can say some person, he is cruel or no compassion. Now he should generate new wholesome. Okay, he should generate new wholesome, like compassion, like loving kindness, or something like generous. Then if you want to develop, or if you want to make it, he should do something like, first of all, he should do generate desire for wholesome. It may be loving kindness or compassion or generous or something like that. Then second one, make effort and arouse energy, determine, finally, distribute heart. Okay, so this is like a process, mental process. Okay, then fourth one, for what? For complete arisen wholesome. So how about it? Buddha delivered, so this is the Buddha's definition. How he generate desire for the continuous non-disappearance, strengthening, increase and fulfillment by development of arisen wholesome status. And thus he makes effort, arouses energy, makes his mind determined and strives hard. This is called right effort. according to this part. Now he has some wholesome, okay? He has some good things, good habit, good practices, something like that. But now he has a right livelihood. Patrick helped to him. Helped her. Okay, right effort.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say fourth one. He generates desire for the continuous non-disappearance, strengthening, increases and fulfillment by development of arise and wholesome status. And thus he makes effort, arouses energy, makes his mind determined and strives hard. This is called right effort. Okay. Then according to this phrase or this term, how about right effort? So we can say about, we have some wholesome, we have some good deeds, we have some good habits. Now we should keep those things. We should practice good deeds continuously. And then, it's the first one, okay? Then second one, we should improve it. We should develop our good deeds. Third one, we should complete it. Okay? We should complete our wholesome. So there are three things. We should keep or we should do our good deeds continuously. And we should develop it and we should complete it or fulfill. Okay? So, it is the fourth one for complete arise and unwholesome. So, if we want to develop or complete it, we should use especially how actually Buddha delivered according to this part. He should do first one, generate desire. And it is the first one. We should make desire for develop our wholesome and continuously do it and fulfill it, complete it. And we should do some effort and then after that, we should arouse energy and after that we should do determined. Then final one is strives hard. And according to fourth one, you should remember, without meditation, everybody can't complete his wholesome. Okay, complete. They can do wholesome, but they can't complete it. They can't fulfill it. So therefore, especially without meditation, he can't do this one. Without meditation, he can do first one, second one, third one. Your name?
Amanda, sir.
Amanda, we said when beginning this lesson, Buddha delivered about right effort. So right effort, we divided for four parts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So among them, first two connect with unwholesome. Second two connect with wholesome. First one for abstain from unarisen unwholesome. Second one for destroy arisen unwholesome. Second effort, okay? Third effort for generate new wholesome. Fourth one for complete arisen wholesome. Okay? Therefore, we know without meditation, everybody, he may be God, he may be heavenly being or human beings, they can't complete, they can't fulfill their wholesome. So therefore there is a word in Pali, Bhavanaya, Paripurya. Then, so this is the lesson about right effort. Okay, you can read in your free time. Then, today, lesson especially right mindfulness. Then, when I was preaching last retreat, I preached about this course, Mahasatipatthana Sutra, Establishment of Mindfulness. Buddha delivered monks, what is the right mindfulness? It is this.
Four frames of reference?
Yeah. First one, abide as contemplating the body as body. Second one, abide as contemplating feeling as feeling. Third one, abide as contemplating mind as mind. Third one, abide as contemplating mind objects as mind objects. We can say phenomena as phenomena. However, first one, kaya anupassana. Second one, vedana anupassana. Third one, citta anupassana. Fourth one, dhamma anupassana. Okay. Right mindfulness, we can divide it for four parts. Right mindfulness, we can divide it for four parts. First one, about body. Second one, about feeling. Third one, about mind. Fourth one, about phenomena. How Dhamma is the correct word? Or phenomena? I have heard that words. And or mind object. According to this translation, mind object. Dhamma is the correct word. Buddha delivered. So there are four kinds of mindfulness. Body. We can use our body for develop our mindfulness. Okay. We can use our feeling for develop our mindfulness. We can use our mind for develop our mindfulness. We can use Dhamma or some kinds of Buddha's teaching for develop our mindfulness. So what is the reason for this point? Reason is some kinds of folk, some kinds of meditators or some kinds of beings, they can experience their body. So they can't experience or it is difficult to experience their feelings, mind, and it is difficult to remind some kinds of dhamma. Okay? So he can use, he can practice some kinds of meditation according to his body. Actually, it has 14 kinds of meditation object. So then, some kinds of beings, they can experience their feeling. They can understand. Buddha delivered about his life. Monks, in my childhood, if I have some feeling, monks, I know it properly. I know it completely. Monks, I had a mindfulness, good mindfulness about my feeling. in childhood. Okay? So, therefore, some kinds of beings, especially heavenly beings, they use this meditation. Then, some kinds of meditators or some kinds of person, they can experience their mind. Okay? Then, so therefore, especially, I can say about heavenly beings, they use those things. Have you heard about Abhidhamma? Abhidhamma is Buddha's deepest discourses. It's very, very deep. So, Buddha divided our mind very little part, for very little parts. So, it is very difficult to experience human beings. Why? Buddha preached those discourses for heavenly beings. If you study about those teaching, you can understand about those, all of teaching about mind. Mind, Buddha divided mind for little parts. Okay. Then, but this meditation especially for human and gods, heavenly beings and human beings. Then, fourth one about Dhamma or phenomena. Because some people, they had practiced Buddha's teaching in previous lives. Okay? In past lives. Okay? Therefore, when they practice nowadays Buddha's teaching, they can experience those Buddha's teaching. I had met few kinds of monks, especially they had talked with me. Bhante, when I heard this teaching in my first time, I understood, I felt I had practiced those teachings in past. Okay, then I study about his life, about that monk, about it. Then she has good monk's life. He has good monk's life. He has good virtuous life. He has good concentration and mindfulness. Then I understood, sure, he had practiced in past. Because nowadays, he has some kinds of habits. I can say about my teacher, Kiripat Goda Jnanananda, you know. Then, have you heard? So, no teachers. So, however, my teacher, he had said, I had practiced this teaching. When Buddha was dwelling in India, I had lived with him. I had practiced with him. So, because he has a memory about it, then I wanted to say some kinds of person, they have some familiar, they had practiced those kinds of teaching in past lives. Therefore, nowadays, they have some habits. Then, we can say some kinds of people, they can think something about. Okay? They have good memorizing effort or memorizing ability, skills. Okay? So, they can use this part. Then some kinds of person, they have good wise consideration. They can use this one, especially. Okay. So, however, right mindfulness has four kinds of things. We can use our body, feeling, mind and Buddha's teaching for develop our mind and mindfulness and concentration. Okay, then What is the kaya anupassana? What is the contemplating the body in body?
You use the body as a frame of reference, so it's the awareness of your body as your state of mind, and you use that as a tool to concentrate or to keep your mind with your body.
Mm-hmm. So very beginning this discourse, Satipatthana Sutra, or we can say establishments of mindfulness, there are four things. Very beginning this teaching, speech Buddha delivered special word. What is the word? Ekayanu ayam bhikkave maggo. Monks, this is the one and only path. Okay. Satanam visuddhya, for the purification of beings. Those all Buddha's teaching for one. For purification. Okay. Satanam visuddhya, soka parittavana samatikamaya. For the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, and dukkha domanasanam attangamaya, for the disappearance of pain and grief, and nyaya sadhikamaya, for the attainment of the higher knowledge. Okay, nyaya sadhikamaya, nibbanasa sachikiriyaya, and for the realization of nibbana. Yadidan chattaro satipattana, namely the four establishments of mindfulness, khatame chattaro. What's the four? So this is very, very important. Okay? So when we practice this Satipatthana Sutra or this discourse, we can achieve our lives will purify. Okay, we can overcome, or we can give up our sorrow, lamentation. Those things will vanish. Then our pain, grief, those things will disappear, and higher knowledge we can achieve. We can attain higher knowledge and the realization of Nibbana. We can realize Nibbana. Okay. Then, after that, Buddha delivered, here monks, a monk will contemplate in the body in body. It's the first one. Second one, he contemplating the feeling in feeling. Dwells contemplating in the feeling in feeling. Third one, dwells contemplating the mind in mind. The fourth one, he dwells contemplating the phenomena or mind object. He dwells contemplating, phenomena in phenomena. So, especially before starting or before practice those things, Buddha delivered, he said about three terms. How? Atapi sampajamu satima. Atapi sampajamu satima. Vinayaloke abhicca domanasan. Atapi ardent, according to this. One, ardent and fully aware and mindful. Athapi sampajano satima. Okay. So, athapi like ardent, like energy. Or we can say dedicate. It's like energy, okay? Dedicate. Then, Athapi Sampajana means fully aware. Sampajana. He know about it. He know about his feeling, something like his unwholesome status, those things. He know about his mind. Athapi, actually, he has only one goal. Okay? He has only one idea for develop this meditation or for focus this object, something like that. Athapi sampajano satima means mindfulness or mindful. You know about it. Then, having those things, he can practice this meditation. Okay? Then, again, so you know, now you can understand, if you want to develop right mindfulness, we should use those things. And Buddha delivered Athapi Sampajano Satima Vinaya Loke Abhijja Domanasang, having put away greed and grief. Okay, now you know we should use those things. We should practice those things and we should give up those things. We should give up greed and grief. And we should use dedicated and fully awareness and fully aware and mindful. We should use and we should give up those things before starting this. Okay, so we have greed and we have grief. We have Vinaya Loke greed like desire. We have desire for any kinds of things. Okay, we have a craving for any kinds of things. Before practice right mindfulness, we should give up those kinds of thoughts. If you want to give up those kinds of thoughts, I say strategy. When I was delivering right intention, I said about it. Okay? Have you remember about wrong intention, about desire, about lust? Okay? Therefore, we can use some kinds of things for destroying greed. Then again, when you read our past lesson, okay, our past lesson, you can understand about something, okay. Then we can use something for destroy greed. And having put away greed and grief, you know about grief, abhijja domanasa. Then we can practice. So when we thinking about these kinds of things, we can't develop our mindfulness. We can't develop our concentration. Therefore, we should give up those things first of all. And we can use dedicate. We can use full aware. We should think. And we keep mind with mindful. Now we can practice first one, second one, third one, and fourth one. Okay. Right.
Observation of body. So, body in body. About body, it has 14 kinds of meditation. Among them, first one about breathing meditation. And second one about posture. Third one about section posture means iriyapata. Third one about clear comprehension, sampajanya, and yeah. Second one about four posture, iriyapata bhavana. Third one about full awareness, sati sampajanya. Okay, you can read. Fourth one about foulness, the bodily parts, asubha or particular. Okay, then fifth one, elements, dhatu manasikara. Then 6 to 14, it has 9 kinds of meditation. The 9 channel ground contemplation or navasivatika bhavana. Then when I was doing our last retreat, I said about 9 cemetery meditation.
Yeah.
Okay. So cemetery meditation, it has 9 kinds of object. So, however, kayanupassana or body in body or contemplation of body in body, it has 14 kinds of meditation. Then I should say about, I can say one thing. So what is the one thing? Number two. Okay. Posture. Because I haven't time for describe this teaching. Then actually when I was staying in Sri Lanka, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I started Dhamma series about this discourse. However, I said about these discourses 3 times for a month, for 1 month. So within 8 months, I couldn't complete this discourse. I didn't complete this discourse because I had to move another monastery. I went because I was ill, something like some kinds of germ entered into my leg. Therefore, I had to move to town because I had stayed in forest monastery. So, however, I say, so within 8 months, I couldn't complete this lesson because it's very deep and very big, very large. Okay, but I can say only one thing briefly. Iriyapata bhavana, number two, the four posture, according to this meditation. Because I had said something about this one. Yeah. Buddha delivered, I can say only English translation, I will not say Pali words. Monks, how about this meditation? Monks, when walking, a monk understand I am walking. It means, so what is the name of meditation?
Posture.
Monks, when walking, a monk understand I am walking. It means he know
he's standing up, or he's standing and
He know about his posture. When he walking, he know about his posture. But his posture, it keep changing, but he know about it. Okay, completely he know. He has good mindfulness. Then, this is the meditation, okay. When standing, he understands, I am standing. Okay, he know about his posture. Then, when he is sitting, he understands, I am sitting. He know about his posture. When he lying down, he understands, I am lying down.
he know about that posture, and he understand accordingly however his body is placed. It means he know about all kinds of posture that he used. When he used some kinds of posture, he know about all posture. It may be half one or it may be little one. Okay? He know about it. So it is the meditation. Then if you want to develop this meditation, we should develop little by little and with advisors, according to advisors. Okay, so this is the meditation. Buddha delivered. It's the meditation. It's very short, okay? But it's difficult to develop, very short. Then, next part, Buddha delivered in this way, he develops contemplating his own body. His own body. Now we know about when he walking, when he doing some any kinds of action, he know about his posture. His own posture. Then he will not think others' postures. Okay? He thinks, he understand his own posture. Okay? Then, in this way, he develops contemplation, his own body. He develops contemplating others' body. When he understand about his own posture, then second one, okay, it's the second stage. Second stage is he can understand, oh, my posture, I have many kinds of posture. It's very same to others. Okay, other beings, other people, they have also, they have also some kinds of posture, those postures and my postures, everything are same. It's the second stage. Then, when we practice this meditation, you have heard, first of all, we focus about our life, about our mind, about our things. Something like when we practice breathing meditation, we think about our natural breathing process. We will not think others' breathing process. When we spread loving kindness, we think, first of all, we spread loving kindness for us. May I be free from anger for me. Then after that, we spread our life kindness to others. May other beings, may all beings in the city. Then like that, when we practice Buddha's meditation, first of all, we think about our life. We think about our posture. Second stage, we think about others. We think, oh, they have their postures also very same to us. Then, he dwells contemplating others' bodies. Third part, and he dwells contemplating both his and others' bodies. Then, third stage, this is the first one, this is the second one. Third one, he think about both how, and he dwells contemplating both his and others' bodies. It means, third stage is he compare with others. Then he understand, oh, it's very same to, if I have some kinds of feeling or something like that, it is not for only for me. It's not only for me. Other beings have feeling, perception, something like that, thoughts, those things, very same to me. He understand those things. Okay? Actually, when he understand about it, okay, what happened to his non-self? His not-self or non-self?
Either or. Not self.
Yeah, his not-self And if he has some kinds of view or some kinds of feeling like I am myself, those things will reduce. Why? He understands his body and others' body. He knows about his life and others' lives. Okay? He understands this is real nature. This is the nature. Then, samudaya dhamman pasiva kayasvim irati, it means he dwells contemplating the arising of body. Okay? Arising of body. About his body. And he dwells contemplating the passing away of the body. Arising, first one about arising, second one passing. Passing away. Passing away. Then, third one, and he dwells contemplating the arising and passing away of the body. He thinks this is the first one, this is the second one. Finally, he thinks both things. So, when he thinks, when he understands about arising, actually, he had to use inside part. So this is the inside part. He understands this body created by I can say one part of inside four great elements. This body arising from four great elements. Or he will take another one, I can say about six sense faculties. It is also inside meditation, part of inside meditation said by Buddha. He understand, oh, this body has six faculties. He understand about arising of six sense faculties. Then he understand about, then I can say about another inside part, dependent origination process. Then I can say about another inside part, what?
Neutron.
And yeah, nutrient. Then another one, five aggregates. Okay. Then according to one of them, it's enough. Okay. He understands arising of body. Then he understands passing away of body. Okay. Finally, he understands arising and passing away of body. When he understand third one, he complete this stage. First of all, he complete this stage. Then after that, this is the first stage, okay? This is the second one. B. A. This is the second one. Then, yeah. Mindfulness that there is a body. Did you understand? Is it clear? Okay, he understand. His body. Actually, when he understand his posture, we have any time we have a desire for our posture. We have a craving to our posture. You will not believe it. Okay? How can I say? Yeah. I can say, I can tight your eyes, something like using some fabric, your eyes. Okay? Then after that, I can say, oh yeah, now you can go. But when you walking, when you keep your step by step, you have a fear. Why? You have a craving for your life. At the moment, you think about your posture. Okay. But now we have a good eye. We can see everything. We know there is a step. And there is there are some chair. So we can go without some accident. We will not... what is the word for...
Trip.
Trip means?
Trip and fall.
Trip and fall. If you slip the trip and...
Yeah. Then we know about it. Because we have good eyes. Therefore, we anytime, we careful. We will not think about I should careful. So, something like that. We don't think. Very quickly, we will go through this chair. Okay? So, therefore, but when we think about our posture, our mind, we can understand, oh, I have a desire for my posture. Anytime we have. Then, again, we can understand sometimes when we will sick or we will old age in our final life, in our old life, something like we will be old on. After that, we can make good posture. We can't make good posture because we are very old. Okay? We can't make it. But we won't move our posture. We won't change our posture, but we can't do it. Okay? At the moment, we can understand, oh, I have a desire for my posture. But nowadays, we are very young. We have good eye, good legs, hands, good body. We can move all around the world. Therefore, we will not think about it. But anytime, we have a desire, we have a craving for our posture. If we want to understand it, we should think about our posture. Okay? So when we think about our posture, our mindfulness will develop. Our concentration will develop. Buddha said, delivered, if someone has concentration with posture meditation, with walking meditation, that concentration, it is very powerful. Buddha delivered. He can keep his concentration long time because his concentration is very powerful. Then Buddha delivered, therefore monks, practice walking meditation, practice posture meditation. Okay, so then finally, what happened to him? Yeah, finally... How atikayotiva panasati pachupattitha hoti. When he practiced this meditation like this, okay, what happened to him? Mindfulness that there is a body is simple establishment in him. His mindfulness will establish in him. To the extent necessary for higher knowledge and mindfulness. So his mindfulness will establish. So it is very useful for achieve higher knowledge and higher mindfulness. When he practices those processes, his mindfulness will develop. Then he will achieve higher mindfulness and his knowledge about our lives, about our craving, desire, those things, our knowledge will develop when we practice this process. Then Buddha delivered, he dwells independent and not clinging to anything in the world. What happened to him when he practiced this meditation according to that process, finally he will independent. He will independent means he will liberate from all things. It means he can destroy craving. Okay? craving is the reason for suffering. It is the origin of suffering, you know. Then when we destroy our craving, our dependent origination will break. It will break. Then when he break his dependent origination, when he destroyed his craving, what happened to him? When he destroyed his craving, he will become independent. Because he haven't craving for any others. Then he gave up or he destroyed his craving, his desire for himself. He had a desire craving for himself. He destroyed it. And he destroyed his craving for others. He had a craving for others. He destroyed it. Both things. He destroyed craving that he had. He had a craving for himself. And he had a craving for others. He destroyed those kinds of craving. He hasn't craved for any other one. Completely, he become independent. It means he become enlightened. Okay? So, very briefly, I said about this meditation. So, it has 14 kinds of meditation. So, then when you read this discourse, you can understand about other meditation a little bit. And namely, you can understand meditation, what is the meditation, and you can understand it inside part. This is the inside part. Then when we understand about our posture, it's the meditation. So when we study about meditation, we should understand sign of concentration. Yeah, we call to it samadhi nimitta. Then when we study about meditation, we should understand sign of meditation. Pali word, I can say, bhavana nimitta. Sign of concentration, sign of meditation. So without sign of meditation, he can't develop his meditation. He can't develop that meditation. Without sign of concentration, he can't develop his concentration. Okay? So, therefore, when we study about meditation, we should understand those things. After that, we can develop our meditation. It may be loving kindness or breathing or posture or four great elements, any other one, or impermanent meditation, everything. Then if you want to recognize those signs, we have to practice meditation. Without practice meditation, we will not experience those signs. Sign like perception, okay? So, then, however, finally, Buddha delivered about these discourses. I said only one part about body. Then, finally, Buddha delivered about this, ending with this speech, how monks, yohikochi bhikkave ime chattaro satipattana. Monks, if anyone should develop these four establishments of mindfulness in such a way for 7 years, one of two fruits could be expected for him. Okay? One of two fruits. He should expect it. Either final liberation, Nibbana, or if there are any fetters remaining non-return, he will achieve enlightenment, or he will become enlightened or non-return. Do you know non-return? Non-return means when we practice Buddha's teaching, Buddha's practicing, Buddha divided devotees, not devotees, like practices. If someone practices Buddha's teaching, that meditator, they will achieve four kinds of stages. Among them, first one about stream enter. Okay? It means he came, he entered to Eightfold Path. Okay? Then after that, Buddha delivered, he will rebirth only seven times. Then after that, he will complete his Eightfold Path. Okay? Then second one, one return. One return means he will rebirth in human world only one time. He will rebirth in heavenly world, okay? He will rebirth human world only one time. Then stream enter, he will not rebirth in hell and animal world and ghost world. Okay? Stream enter. Then second one, one returner, he will not rebirth in those kinds of bad worlds, and he will rebirth only one time in human world. Then non-returner means he will not rebirth in human world. He will rebirth in heaven. After that, he can complete his Eightfold Path. He will become enlightened, ending with maybe 100 years or 1000 years, he will become enlightened. But he will not come again to human world. Okay, he is the non-returner. Fourth one, enlightened one. Then Buddha delivered, so he will become liberation. Either final liberation, Nibbana, or if there are any fetters remaining, non-return. Okay, then Buddha reduce those kinds of years, 7 years to 6 years, 6 years to 5 years, 5 years to 4 years. Then he said, let alone. Then finally he reduced it for 7 months. Okay, he delivered, let alone 1 year monks. If monks, anyone should develop these four establishments of mindfulness in such a way for 7 months, one of two fruits could be expected for him. Either final liberation, Nibbana, or if there are any fetters remaining, non-return. Then finally he reduced that 7 months for 6 months, and 6 months to 5 months, 5 months to 3 months. And 3 months to, he reduced it for 2 weeks. Finally, he delivered, let alone half a month. If monks, anyone should develop these four establishments of mindfulness in such a way for 7 days, one of two fruits could be expected for him. Either final liberation, Nibbana, or if there are any fetters remaining, non-returning. So it means everybody can't be enlightened in this very life. Okay? So maximum he will become enlightened or non-return. Because human beings has some Indriya Dharma, Pali word, Buddha delivered about it. Indriya Dharma means some kinds of features. Okay, some features of phenomena. It is different to person to person. Therefore, everybody can't become enlightened. But he can become non-return. He will become non-return, maximum, in this very life. Then if someone to be a non-returner, actually he will become enlightened in next life. Okay? In next life. Then finally Buddha said about this discourse. So every monks, they appreciate and they accept these discourses with delighting or delight minds. So in next time, next week, I will say about, I can say, what about feeling, mind and Dhamma briefly, okay? Because in next week I should finish this lesson. And in next week I will say about right concentration and rest of this part. Okay, it's time to finish our Dhamma talk. Then we have done good meritorious action. You heard some special teaching said by Buddha. Then I preach Buddha's discourse. Therefore, we have done good meritorious action. Then you observe five precepts. When we do acts of merit like this, that brings us happiness in this life and in future lives, we like to share this merit with other beings. May all heavenly beings rejoice in this merit done today. May they protect you and Buddha's teaching, and may they realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. May all departed relatives rejoice in this merit done today. May they have an opportunity to realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu. May all of you and your parents and your partner and your family members have happy minds, good health and long life. And power of this merit, may you have an opportunity to realize the Four Noble Truth and develop your concentration, mindfulness. And may all of you have an opportunity to attain Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, now I'm going to bless for you. This is our traditional way, saying Pali verses. Sabbe tyo vivajantu, sabbe rogo vinasatu. Mate bhavatvantrayo sukhiti kayuko bhava. Bhavatu sabba mangalam rakkantu sabba devata. Sabba buddhanu bhavena, sabba dhammanu bhavena, sabba sanghanu bhavena, sada sati bhavantute. May all calamities be avoided, may any illness be destroyed, may there be no dangers for you, may you live long. May all good fortune come your way. May all deities protect you by all the power of the Buddha, the Dhamma and the Sangha. May you always enjoy well-being. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.